From Red River Radio News, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Legislation that would prohibit open burning of toxic munitions and explosives in Louisiana will be heard by the House Committee on Natural Resources and Environment Wednesday. House Bill 11 was co-authored by Terry Brown of Colfax and Gene Reynolds of Minden. The bill pits a citizens group advocating for human health against business interests centered on Clean Harbors Colfax, the company that openly burns about 540,000 pounds of waste a year in central Louisiana. Red River Waterway Commission public boat launches are closed up and down the Red River due to high water caused by recent heavy rainfall. This includes the ramps in Caddo, Bossier, Red River, Natchitoches, Grant, Rapides, and Avoyelles parishes. According to a news release, while the docks are underwater, the Red River still remains in boat traffic. U.S. Geological Survey water scientists who navigated floodwaters in March for the sake of gathering valuable data are now populating a federal database to document the historic flooding that spanned the state. Ben McGee is the USGS supervisory hydrologist based in Ruston. He's finalizing data that a dozen field crews collected at more than 200 stream gauges. What stands out to him is the magnitude of this flood. McGee says his stream gauges point to a more than 300-year flood event.
We've had records going back to the 30s and 40s that we exceeded with this event, and not by a small margin. It's hard to express just how much we exceeded the historical maximums that we've recorded some of these long-term gauging stations.
McGee says the final data book on the March floods will be published by the end of September. Concurrently, his colleague Murray Pepler with the USGS Office of Surface Water is entering high water marks with detailed information to populate the USGS flood information site. Pepler says field crews documented 470 high water marks.
This is part of a program that helps us collect information about floodwaters between our stream gauges. Because while we have a lot of stream gauges, there's never enough. They're never in every community, and we can always use more. But the high water marks help us interpret the information about the flooding in between the stream gauges.
McGee says at least a dozen USGS stream gauges recorded the highest volume of stream flow measured in those gauges' existence. For more than 125 years, the USGS has monitored flow in streams and rivers nationwide. The information is used in a variety of ways, from water management to road and bridge design and insurance mapping. The Southern Arkansas University System says it's developed a unique welding engineering technology program that's one of a handful nationwide. According to a news release, the Arkansas Higher Education Coordinating Board approved SAU to add a bachelor's in engineering physics with an option in welding engineering technology at the board's meeting last week. Students will take the first 2 years of coursework at SAU Tech. Enrollment in SAU's engineering program has surpassed 160 students in less than 2 years. About 57,000 cattle were auctioned off Friday at the Superior Livestock Gulf Coast Classic Cattle Auction at the Natchitoches Event Center. According to a news release, hundreds of cattlemen from across the country attended the live video auction. It was the first one held in Louisiana. This is Red River Radio.